Alternative rock is not a genre known for celebrating Bible Belt culture, but the Denver-based band 16 Horsepower is doing just that, fusing old mountain music, southern gospel, and blues with 90s rock. The group's leader plays mostly antique instruments, and the band is committed to melding the old and the new. Peter Jones of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Clad in overalls and a crumpled hat, the rail-thin David Eugene Edwards looks like a character from one of his songs, a disheveled backwoodsman or a Dust Bowl refugee.
All my brothers, these are the Dust Bowl days. Just take a gander around you, everything in a wicked haze.
Edwards says putting Appalachian ballads to a rock beat didn't initially have audiences jumping up and down. He recalls 16 Horsepower's first performance in Denver.
I think people were just, they didn't know what to think. They didn't not like it, and they just didn't know what to think. There's an intensity to it, whether you like it or not. It's going to affect you in some way or not. That usually is manifest by people just kind of standing, you know, wide-eyed and drop-jawed. We're not a band that you would have play at a party.
The strong man, he will kneel down while stage will strip him up.
Edwards picked up his interest in Appalachian music from his family, who'd moved from Arkansas to Colorado before he was born. He says his strongest childhood memories are the many treks he made through the small towns of the Rocky Mountains with his grandfather, who was then a traveling preacher.
Church music is another heavy influence on me personally because, you know, I've been involved with it since I was a baby. You know, just all the small towns around Colorado, like, you know, Fountain and Delta and Security and just all those little towns. I mean, so many I can't even remember the names of them.
Edwards also spent a lot of time at the Denver Public Library learning all he could about the mountain music and southern culture his family left behind. His fondness for the Carter family was matched only by the teenager's love of punk and new wave. When Edwards met the other two original members of 16 Horsepower, drummer Jean-Yves Tola and bassist Kevin Soule, he was finally able to put the two passions together. "16 Horsepower's mix of southern brimstone and alternative angst is unique," says Michael Roberts, critic for Westward, Denver's weekly newspaper.
From the very beginning, 16 Horsepower was a band of interest because there weren't six or seven other 16 Horsepower-like bands out there. 16 Horsepower was always very focused, a very intense performance. David, particularly, is someone who makes this kind of eye contact with the audience that is almost creepy at times, but it's also so riveting that it's very difficult not to pay attention to the band, even if the style of music is not immediately accessible.
Oh, the sky, gray, orange, and the walls stay blue, and I laid right down on golden satin with you into sweet dark.
Horsepower had barely developed a local audience when it caught the ear of the music industry. In almost fairy tale fashion, a rep for a small label passed a demo to Jeff Suey at A&M Records. Suey was so taken by the tape, he flew out to Denver the following weekend to hear the band.
In the first few moments of the show, it was just one of the most amazing things I'd ever seen. It was this man sitting on a stool channeling spirits through this bandoneon that he plays. It's just really impressive, and I knew before the first song was over that if I were fortunate, I would be able to sign this band and work with them.
The accordion-like bandoneon David Edwards plays was made in Germany in the late 1800s. When he found the instrument in a pawn shop, Edwards says something told him he was destined to have it. He views the bandoneon and the other vintage instruments he's collected as ghosts that connect him to a musical past.
It's like it's alive in some way or something, that it's been played on for so long and used to express people's feelings. And I wouldn't say they're haunted, but that's the feeling that I get from them.
David Eugene Edwards' obsession with the past and his lyrics full of images of sin and death have led some critics to call 16 Horsepower's music dark, gloomy, and morbid, an interpretation Edwards doesn't understand.
Well, I think it just lends itself to truth. And if the truth is gloomy to you, then it's gloomy. The song Heel on the Shovel, where I'm talking about I'm digging you a shallow grave, you know, people hear that and they think, boy, that's a really angst-ridden song and it's really dark. And for me, that song is totally a joyful song. It's about, you know, finally being able to get rid of something in my life, something about me that is bad.
I'm digging you a shallow grave, and to the sun your face I'll raise. I'm digging you a shallow grave, on the bus of buzzing. I've seen death hanging from the tallest tree, eyes closed while looking back at me. Yeah, they came and took him in the night, and the one who kissed him was greed.
Edwards says he doesn't pay much attention to what critics say. For him, the most important review 16 Horsepower has received came from the singer's grandfather, the now retired preacher who once lectured the boy about the evils of rock and roll.
I think he's opened up a little more as the years have gone on. I mean, he doesn't preach anymore. He's a little too old, actually, to do it on a regular basis. But, I mean, he watched our video and he thought it was really... He said, I was a good boy. That's what he said.
Now that Grandpa's on board, the members of 16 Horsepower are plotting their musical future. In addition to rock clubs, they're starting to play bluegrass festivals. David Eugene Edwards says they want to explore folk music of other countries on their next CD. The current record is called Sackcloth and Ashes. For National Public Radio, I'm Peter Jones in Denver.